tell.
I brought myself out of poverty by hard work.
Alam Wash, All the Waves, is our world drama on the 21st of March.
If you have digital TV, then you've got the BBC World Service 24 hours a day. We're available round the clock on satellite, Freeview and cable. Find us on your on-screen guide.
You're with the BBC.
It's 16 hours GMT. Here are the latest news headlines.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning, happy Friday. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and today we're speaking with Mandana Rastan, who is the district leader of the Lower Mainland from the Inner Peace Movement of Canada. So we'll be talking with her about the Inner Peace Movement, and a few people will be calling in. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can always check out my show at spiritualshow.com. There's links to podcasts and my blog and my email address, everything there, spiritualshow@gmail.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at spiritualshow. So follow me there and I'll follow you back. So welcome to the show, Mandana.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Mandana.
Mandana. Okay. Oh. So you're from the Inner Peace Movement of Canada. And what is the Inner Peace Movement?
Inner Peace Movement is groups of people around the world who are people who are committed to themselves, to their own growth, personal growth, their spiritual growth, and it's tools and techniques designed to help us do that for ourselves, to be the architects of our own success, to come to do what we came to Earth to do, and to have fun.
Fantastic. Well, that's what this show is all about, is having fun and feeling good and getting in touch with the energy that's all around you. So you have a lecture coming up on Tuesday, March 24th in North Vancouver. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what that is?
Sure. It's a 1.5 hour lecture. There'll be some of the techniques that we work with throughout the program. I'll be demonstrating that with people who are there, with some of the participants if they want to participate. So it's not just lecture. There's some demonstrations, but mostly it's lecture. I talk and people listen. But it leads to the next step, which is a 3-hour workshop on the Thursday in the same week, March 26th. And that's where people do hands-on work. It's a lot of fun. People get involved with unfolding their gifts. And, you know, it's like that, Aladdin's lamp. I love that. I love that lamp. We activate that lamp and that inner genie, the potential, that vast potential that we have inside, just comes out. And it's like, your wish is my command. We activate it, but we have to get there and do it. We have to be committed to ourselves.
Fabulous. So when you say your wish is my command and you talk about the genie and the lamp, I'm getting visions of the movie The Secret. Is that where?
I don't know. Aladdin's lamp, I'm thinking of just Aladdin, not so much Secret, but it's all about the same thing. You know, this is ancient wisdom that we've been told through eons of time. We're just here to remind people, I mean, by we, I mean people who are involved as leaders in the Inner Peace Movement, because we see that this is working. This is a practical program. And I love the word practical, because if I can't use it in my life, what's the point? Then it's just all theory. This is a program where people are getting involved in their own lives, and without dogma, without religion, without barriers, without having to belong to anything. You don't belong to it. You just come and take what you need from it and incorporate what you've learned and see the results.
Wonderful. So we're going to talk more about the results and what the Inner Peace Movement is all about and what you'll learn if you attend the workshop and the lecture, and there's also a study group that goes on beyond that. So we'll talk more about that. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So this workshop is taking place, again, it's Tuesday, March 24th at 7 o'clock in North Vancouver at the North Vancouver District Library, Park Gate Branch, and the address is 3675 Banff Court in North Vancouver. So what are some of the things I see on this poster here for the lecture? There's aura reading and energy dynamics demonstrations. So can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, you've probably heard about aura reading and people reading auras. Well, there are techniques that we do. Demonstration is all we can do at the lecture is do a demonstration, but it's just a taster. What you really want to do is to unfold your ability to. I mean, we all have these abilities within us. It's just a matter of practicing them and bringing them out, just like anything else. You want to learn French, you gotta take French lessons. Salsa. You want to dance? You want to do salsa? You got to take salsa lessons if you don't know it, right? But we have the potential within us. A lot of people already have this ability developed in them, so they can see auras. And the rest of us are going, "Whoa, what makes them so different? How come I can't see them?" We can. It's just a matter of practicing it. So sometimes people see colors, but you don't have to see colors. Sometimes you just you're able to sense what a person's energy is like. I mean, people talk about that. It's like, had a good feeling about him. He had a positive aura, and people talk about that in general, right? What we work with in the workshop, and then so not in the lecture so much. It's just a demonstration, well, just demo with a couple of people, volunteers. But in the workshop and then the study group, it's a 12-week study group that follows the workshop. People work with techniques to bring out their ability to read auras. So that they can sense what a situation's like or a person's like, you know, maybe, you know, there's the practicality of it is, for example, you're going into a meeting and then you kind of have an idea of, by reading the person's aura, what kind of mood they're in, right? It's like, oh, maybe not, don't ask too many questions today, you know? So that's the practicality of it. I mean, the techniques are designed to help us unfold our spiritual gifts, our inner gifts that we all have, so that we can incorporate them into our lives, so that we can create the life that we want, to have that focus, that direction. And I'll talk more about that, about focus and direction and balance.
Excellent. So I was looking on your website, and can you give us the website?
Yeah, it's www.innerpeacemovementptyltd.com. That's www.innerpeacemovementptyltd.com.
Okay, and I'll put a link to that up on my blog after the show some point today, so because that is a little bit of a complicated website address, so you can check that out. My site is spiritualshow.com, and in the left-hand column, there's a link to the blog, so just go there, and you'll be able to find a link on the blog to the Inner Peace Movement of Canada. So I was looking on the website, and there seem to be four main things that are being taught through the workshop and the study group and all of that. And I'll just list them off. The first one is inner guidance and communication with angels, increasing your psychic abilities, learning your personality type. So what kind of person is that, like the Myers-Briggs personality type, or is it different?
That refers to intuition, prophecy, vision, and feeling. These are our four, we all have these. These are our four main types of perception, perceiving the world, and they're how they're the gifts through which we communicate with the world, and also with our higher self, with our spirit guides, spiritual guidance, whatever you want to call them. Everyone's got there's an order to the gifts, so everyone's got a different order, and there's a profile that people can have done about that. And people can find out more about that when they come to the lecture.
Okay.
So, for example, let's say I have feeling as my first gift. That's my main primary way of perceiving the world and communicating with myself, with my guidance, and with the world. So the important thing is to understand what that means for me and how is it that How do I get signs from the universe, from my guides, from my guidance? I mean, you can call it God, but we're all part of the same thing. It's just different words, different terminology. You know, I'm not here by myself. It might seem like that. Yeah, I come here alone. I go out alone. Yes, in a physical form, but it's just my form. We are soul in a physical body. We've come to Earth to experience, to increase our consciousness, expand our consciousness, to evolve and grow spiritually. And Earth is a great school of learning. There are all levels of consciousness, lots of interaction, and we can go at our own pace. There's no race, there's no, there is competition in a way, but that's the stuff that kind of gets us bogged down. So when we really tune into ourselves and our gifts, we are accessing that inner potential. I mean, you often hear about the iceberg, the 90% of our potential that we're not accessing. That's the amazing stuff that we have within us. How do we access it? I always wanted to know that. How do I, tell me about it. Somebody show me, how do I get down there and get, how do I, then that's where I understood for me, the symbol of that Aladdin's lamp, the magic lamp, was so important. And then I tuned into that recently, that the importance of that for myself. I mean, everyone's got different symbols that they relate to, and that was it for me, because it's that fable. For me, it's not a fable. It's really a symbolic of my own vast potential that lies within me, and it's up to me to activate it. It's up to me to believe that I have that potential, and if I have a dream. We all have dreams. We all have passions, desires. If that feeling is within us, you can be sure that you have the gifts and the means and the tools and everything, the resources available to you to get to that dream. But you have to make it happen. Like, we create our own path with each footstep. You know, one step in front, 1 foot in front of the other. Right? It's not like somebody come and show it to me. No, I have to do it for myself. I have to build it. So by accessing my gifts, then my inner gifts, feeling, intuition, vision, prophecy, all of those, I'm using my intuition. I'm finding out what it is that I need to do in my life, how to discern between what's good for me and what's not good for me, what is me and what's not me, what is me and what's somebody else. Be able to discern. When I know myself, I mean, we know that self-understanding is key.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about self-indulgence, it's about self-understanding. When I understand myself and how I operate, what's important to me, what do I want? I mean, basic, fundamental question. What do I want? What is important to me, to my life? Not what other people want for me, not what my family thinks I should do. You know, that's society, right? We need to get down to the real me. Who is the real me? What is the me all about? So that's what the Inner Peace Movement is about. And the lecture does that. It gives people the bigger picture of the facts of our spiritual life, that we are a soul and a physical body. We always have been, we are, and we always will be. and we come into a physical form to gain some experiences and evolve and put things together for ourselves. But we have to, if we want to really grow and maximize our time, we need to be committed to that and actively search it. Or not. I mean, you don't have to. You can sit on the couch and just...
It's all up to you.
I've done that. That was fine. That was good for its own time, but now I'm in a different mode, right?
Great. Well, it's time for us to take a break now. So we're talking with Mandana Rostan. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We will be back in just a moment on Synchronicity.
There once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out to the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Holy smokes, I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world.
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR. As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Welcome back. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we're talking with Mandana Rostan, the district leader with the Inner Peace Movement of Canada, and we also have a call coming in here. Hi, you're on the air.
Already live?
Hi.
Hi, Mandana.
Hi, this is Marie. Am I speaking with Trina?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I was just coming back from the commercial when you called. So we've got all of us on the line now.
Oh.
Hi. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Trina.
Hi, Mandana. Sorry about that.
So, Trina, you are a new member, it sounds like, of the Inner Peace Movement of Canada. You're a group shepherd right now. So can you tell me a little bit about your experience with the Inner Peace Movement and... how that's been for you and how long you've been involved?
Sure. I got involved, I guess, around November of this year. Well, I guess last year now. And, I went to the lecture and I went to the workshop. And, it's been really interesting for me. I got to say, I really didn't, when I went to it, I had no preconceived notions of what it was. I just kind of... should I just go kind of through how the whole process came about for me?
Sure.
Okay. Because I went to lecture and I thought it was really, really interesting. It was, it was in touch with a sense of, energy of the universe that I hadn't had before. The thing about the lecture that really kind of said, oh, okay, something's really real here for me, was they did this power lift, and like four people with just their two fingers lifted another person right off their chair, and it was like totally crazy. I never thought that could be done. It was like, you know, bang, here we are just kind of lifting this person, like almost like levitation. And
wow.
Sorry?
I was saying wow.
yeah, it was really incredible, and it just kind of said to me, okay, well there's something really, really to this. I'd always been interested in kind of energy and spiritual energy in the world. I'd read this book when I was quite a bit younger. It was called Mystics and Sages, and it interviewed people like the Dalai Lama and Stephen Hawking, like scientists, spiritual people, and all of them had this you know, feeling that there was, you know, this interconnection between everybody in the universe, you know, not just, you know, spiritual people. It was people with real, you know, scientific knowledge, and it just kind of, you know, sparked my curiosity. I've always been interested to go and, you know, try and find out more about that. And, you know, I've got an open mind to these things, but I'm also, you know, skeptical. I've got a science background. And, you know, when people say, you know, a psychic auras to me, it kind of like puts up the warning bells. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But, yeah. Sorry?
Oh, I was just saying, It's a little bit difficult on the phone line to hear all the time. So Trina, you started out with the lecture, and then you did the workshop, and then you did the 12-week study group. Pardon?
Yeah, I'm in 7 weeks of the 12-week study program.
Oh, okay. So now it sounds like you're leading your own group, is that right?
Yeah. We're doing this, you know, this study group, and I'm leading the group, and it's crazy because, you know, when I got into it, it was like, I don't even know if I don't know what I'm doing here, because I really didn't understand the program at all. I mean, you just kind of, you know, you go there, and it's talking about energy, and it's like kind of coming out of left field, but, you know, it sounds interesting, but you really don't know what it's all about. And when you start doing the study group, it's still like, you know, it doesn't connect with the way you think of things in an everyday kind of life. And I think that's kind of why it works. It's working through, it's thinking about those questions in life, you know, like Mandana was saying earlier, you know, who am I? You know, what do I really want out of life? I know for myself, you know, I never really thought about what I wanted. I was always about, oh, I should do this because, you know, I've been raised, I need to go to school, I need to do this, I've got to have a good job, I've got to do this, and then doing all the things to fill those in. I never really stopped to think about, you know, what do I really want out of life? I mean, I enjoy so many things in life, and I'm not doing them. And, you know, why is that? And it's because I haven't put my life together that way. And the study groups, it's like focusing on that, and how can you change your life to make it, you know, better for yourself, to enjoy the things that you love out of life, and to be able to give the things that you have to other people in a joyous manner. And the study group, it's not like, okay, how are we going to do this? It's just, you know, using your intuitive forces and just, you know, doing these techniques that bring out all these things that you didn't even know that you had, and you don't even know what they're going to do when you start doing them. And it's like, it's really crazy, but it's wonderful too at the same time. It's it's been great.
So Trina, what are some of the practical things that you've picked up from being involved with the Inner Peace Movement of Canada?
Well, I've got to say, I know that it all sounds kind of, you know, out there and scattered, but it's actually given me a really good sense of grounding. Like, I feel a lot more confident in who I am and what I am doing. Like, when I make my decisions on a daily basis, I'm like, I know why I'm making that decision now, and I feel really good about it. Whereas before, if I would be, oh gosh, I don't, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? I don't know. I mean, where is it going to get me down the road? And trying to plan all these things and analyze it. And I just, you know, I still do a little bit of that, of course, but I just feel so much more confident and you know, directed in my life. I feel like I'm going in a direction now, which is fabulous.
Great. So Trina, I wanted to ask you about just what you want to tell the listeners out there. What's the reason for you calling in today to share about the Inner Peace Movement?
Well, I guess When I went to the lecture for the first time, I saw Mandana's, you know, ad in the North Shore News, and I thought, oh, well, you know, create balance in your life, develop your intuition, learn to be true to yourself, see the bigger picture. That sounds good. I could use that. And like I said, I have a skeptical side. And when so I saw, you know, spiritual helpers, develop your psychic gifts, I was a little bit, you know, I don't know if I want to, you know, get, is this some kind of a cult? I don't want to get involved in anything like that. I guess I want to tell listeners it's not. It's not a cult. It's really, you know, be open to what you can do for yourself in this world and just to connect with the energy of the world. It's a really fabulous thing. And if you can make it out to a lecture, you should really go and check it out just for yourself to see what it's all about.
Great. So, Trina, you're 7 weeks into the course. So are you, like, are you running the course from week one, or are you attending a course and then running a different one, or how's that working?
It's a 12-week course, and we meet at somebody's home in the group, and we, you know, decide what we're, you know, we've got kind of a thing set up. We have a group meeting once a week with our members, and we work through a little booklet, actually, and it looks really simple, and, you know, I thought, oh, this is really kind of weird. It looks like something out of you know, a Sunday school or something. It was just kind of just the way it was laid out, and I was, you know, a little bit hesitant about that, but it really works. You think of you do a lot of self-reflection every week, and then you practice the techniques, and just a step-by-step every week. You do kind of the same thing. You go over philosophy, aims, and goals, and there's quotes that you meditate on, and you do techniques, and after each one, you reflect on what you've learned about that, learned about yourself, and learned about how you connect with the energy in the world, and it feels so good to do that on a weekly basis, just to connect and learn and grow together.
Great. Well, how long, Trina, is the group, like, each week? How long are you meeting for?
2 hours.
2 hours. Great. And so what do you think is the most important thing that you've learned?
Oh, gee.
Maybe your top one or two. Or your favorite, or the most fun, like something that gets you going.
There's so many things. I guess just overall, like, I can be having a, you know, negative day, and when I go to a study group meeting, I just feel so much better about things. You know, even if I hadn't been feeling bad, I go and I just feel so energized and so, you know, I'm just so happy to be doing the group and to have that focus and that direction again. It's just fabulous.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Trina. Is there anything that you want to add before we go to the break?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. Well, it's time for us to take a break. So did you want to stay on for the rest of the show, or are you done now?
We didn't have a chance to talk about this.
So
yeah, I'll let Mandana do. I know she's got somebody else who's going to be calling in, so I'll let you guys go on, but I'll keep listening.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Trina. See you later.
Bye-bye.
So again, if you are wanting to go to Mandana's lecture, it's Tuesday, March 27th, 7 o'clock.
24?
Oh, sorry. Tuesday, March 24th at 7 o'clock in North Vancouver at the Parkgate Branch District Library, and that's 3675 Banff Court in North Vancouver. Again, that's Tuesday, March 24th at 7 o'clock in North Vancouver at Parkgate Library. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Roses. Ska music, you make me dance all night.
Ska music, you're alright.
One, two.
I don't know, you're just a little
bit. Ska team, scenic drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity. This is Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I forgot to mention, you might also be listening online at citr.ca or cosmicdimensions.com. We're on from noon to one on the East Coast at cosmicdimensions.com. And it's always live every week. So tune in to citr.ca or Cosmic Dimensions. And I'm just going to take one more quick break. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Mr. Tambourine Man! Mr. Tambourine Man!
Hey!
Mr. Tambourine
Man. Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Hi, we're back and welcome back again. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we're talking with Mandana Rastan, the district leader with the Inner Peace Movement of Canada. And Judy is also on the line and we'll bring her on the call in just a moment. So first of all, Mandana, you wanted to talk a little bit about the premise of the Inner Peace Movement of Canada.
The Inner Peace Movement of Canada was founded in 1964 by Dr. Francisco Cole, who was a spiritual leader. And it's designed to for people to take charge of their life. The premise is that if you give a hungry man a fish today, he'll only be hungry again tomorrow. But if you teach a man or a woman or person how to fish, he will have the freedom to use his own resources for a lifetime and feed himself, and nobody can keep him in bondage. So that's what it's about. It's doing for yourself and being loyal to yourself first.
Wonderful.
And Judy Guido, the national director, can tell the listeners more about the program, the history of it, and the bigger picture, like internationally and nationally. Yeah.
Great. So we'll bring Judy on the line. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for being on the call. So we're talking about the Inner Peace Movement of Canada, and this is an international organization, though. So can you tell us a little bit more about the history of the Inner Peace Movement of Canada?
Well, sure. Dr. Francisco Cole, the pioneer in human development, and he developed and founded the program in 1964. And his whole premise in starting the program was to help people to have better communication with themselves, their loved ones, and their community. And he developed the program to help people to unfold their gifts of communication and to build confidence and trust in themselves. And that's really one of the reasons that I got involved in 1971 is I had very little confidence in myself, and I didn't trust myself, so I wouldn't make decisions. And when I went to a lecture and listened to the facilitator, the thing that stood out for me most was the person sharing that I have all of my own answers within, and that I'm my greatest authority. And that really, it was like lights going on in my head when I realized all I had to do was to listen to myself and trust myself.
So, Judy, what's happening across Canada? Now, the Inner Peace Movement is in over 40 countries. Is that correct?
We've touched over 40 countries in the world. At the moment, we have offices and in Canada, in Ottawa, is our administration office for Canada. We have offices in Australia. Sydney's our head office in Australia. And also in the UK, in both Ireland and England. So you can go to any one of these countries and participate in lectures and workshops and study groups. And the format's always the same. And the basic thing is to help people to find themselves, to develop their awareness. So if you want to travel around the world and take part in study groups with the Inner Peace Movement, you can do that.
Great. So, Judy, when someone takes the program, there's the workshop and the study group, and so at the end of this 12 or 13 weeks, do people typically just move on with their lives and they're done the program, or how does it work? Do people keep coming up for refreshers?
Well, it's an educational program, and it's like school. You can continue to take courses and workshops to help you to develop in all areas of your life. Because it's not a program you can join, it's designed for people to tap in and come back to the watering hole when they need to refresh. There are a series of group works. People can be involved in group work for several years, and each facet of group work takes us deeper into understanding of ourselves and developing our leadership and our potential. But the main thing is the program is designed to have practical tools and techniques so that you can be more effective in every facet of your life, in your business life, in your personal life, in your spiritual life. We have camps and retreats. We have a national camp every summer in eastern Canada. And then we have several camps throughout the year, generally one in BC and then often one in central Canada.
So some of the things on the website, like we didn't really get into too much about the psychic abilities, so because that's something that kind of piques my interest. So what is the level of, you know, increasing someone's psychic abilities? Like what are some of the typical things that people are able to achieve with that?
Well, even just after coming to the lecture, people begin to realize the vast potential that they have inside, to learn to focus their energy towards whatever it is they want to accomplish in their life. When we talk about psychic ability, there's sometimes this idea that it's this airy-fairy stuff where we can have ESP with somebody across the planet. Well, in fact, it's happening all the time. We're all very sensitive creatures. We're always tuning into thoughts and feelings of others. But one of the things that we do in the Inner Peace Movement is help people to learn how to make that sensitivity practical, and to learn to discern, am I picking up other people's thoughts? For instance, how often you get a phone call and you know who it is before you pick up the phone without call display, I mean. Like, have you ever had that experience, Marie, where you know who it is before?
I always, usually, like 80% of the time, I'm like, oh, but that's because if someone's calling my house, I always, not many people call my house, they'll call my cell phone. So
yeah,
there's a handful of people and I think, oh, it must be this person, and usually it is, so.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're all like that. It's like just being sensitive to a person's energy. So what we work with in the Inner Peace Movement is learning to make that sensitivity practical. We learn to develop our gifts of communication, our psychic gifts. Donna was talking about that a little bit earlier, our gifts of intuition, and that's the ability to develop clairaudience or clear hearing, to listen to that still, small voice within. We learn to develop our visionary part. This is the part of us that has the ability to see auras and to have a clear mental image, to learn to interpret our dreams. We learn to develop our gift of prophecy, which is that inner knowing things in advance, premonitions, and our gift of feeling, which is the gift of psychometry, and it's the ability to feel what other people are feeling and working with healing energy. So we develop all of those gifts. And again, the primary focus is to make that practical in our lives.
So is there a lot of meditation involved in the program, or what goes on in a typical study group?
Well, meditation is part of it, but the thing that I loved about it so much when I first became involved is that it's learning to meditate in the Western society. So we can learn to meditate when we're going for a walk. We can meditate while we're driving without falling asleep, right? Just taking a few moments to tune within. And we have techniques of meditation where we can learn to ask specific questions and receive insight. So it's a very practical form of meditation. And during the study group, we always take time to meditate on the lessons for that week.
Great. Well, one of the things Trina mentioned, the being able to lift people with just their fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So are there, is that something that that people are able to do, like is the word telekinesis, is that the right word? Being able to move things with their mind or do,
right.
You know, cool
certainly
that, like
that's possible, but the whole purpose of that particular technique is to help people tune into the power of intention or the power of prayer, recognizing that when we focus our energy and our goals towards a common purpose, we can accomplish anything. So that's really the purpose of that technique, and it's to help us to understand that if we have goals in life, if we have dreams, then if we can learn to focus our energy towards the accomplishment of those dreams, we can do whatever it is we desire. See, one of the things that's happening in our society quite often is that we think about things, we want them to happen, but we don't actually get in there and get involved in making it happen. So we work with that a lot, learning to become involved in our life and balancing our intellectual analyzing nature with our feeling nature, which is a part of us that's the power, a part of us that can accomplish what we want to do when we focus our energy. So that's the purpose of that particular demonstration.
Wonderful. Well, it's going to be time for a break coming up again in a couple of minutes. So, Judy, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Well, just to really experience is to come out to the lecture so you can know for yourself what we're talking about. That's one of the things that's the biggest thing for me is get in there and get involved rather than just thinking about it. And that's where the fun is, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Judy, for your time, and have a wonderful day.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
So that was Judy from the Inner Peace Movement of Canada, and we are going to be talking more about the upcoming workshop that's on Tuesday, March 24th at 7 o'clock in North Vancouver at the Park Gate Library. That's 3675 Banff Court. And there's also a phone number you can call and you'll get to, it's like the national number for the Inner Peace Movement of Canada. That number is 1-877-969-0095. 877-969-0095. We'll be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul in just a moment.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Live Nation presents Lamb of God, playing on April 8th with special guests Children of Bodom, As I Lay Dying, God Forbid, and Municipal Waste at the new UBC Thunderbird Arena. Tickets are on sale at LiveNation.com, Scrape Records, and all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge online or by phone at 604-280-4444.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we're talking with Mandana Rastan, who is the district leader of the Lower Mainland with the Inner Peace Movement of Canada. And she has a lecture coming up at the Parkgate branch of the North Vancouver Library, 3675 Banff Court. That's on Tuesday, March 24th at 7 o'clock. And if you have any questions, you can call 877-969-0095. And if you have a question for Mandana, the number to call right now to get on the air is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we're going to talk more with Mandana. So, Mandana, what are your experiences? What have you experienced?
I'd love to share that. When I first went to Judy's lecture, that was in Maple Ridge, and how I found out about it was, I was living in North Van, and as I am now, and a friend of mine lived in Maple Ridge at the time, and she saw Judy Guido's lecture ad in a local paper and told me about it, and it resonated with me, and she said, well, would you like to come with me? And I said, yeah. Now, going into outside of Vancouver hasn't always been a favorite thing of mine to do. It's like, oh, I got to go all the way up there and trek it through the highway. But, when there's something that sparks my interest and just I tune into it from my gut feeling, all those walls disappear. And I said, yeah, I'm going. And we went, and I really liked that Judy said that it's a practical program, and there were some things I didn't understand. My intellect just would not get. But I was, like Trina was sharing, I was open. I kept an open mind because my feeling nature, I mean, we have two natures, our intellect and our feelings. And our intellect wants to understand things around us, and our feeling nature wants to be involved in things, be part of everything in the universe. So we got to trust that feeling nature. And my feeling was telling me, yeah, this is exciting stuff. But my intellect was saying, oh, garden angels. I mean, I've always wanted to know about them. Well, what's that about? I don't know if I understand. Okay, keep an open mind. So I'm glad I went to the lecture, and I was going through some challenges in my life at the time, and wasn't sure, got a trick out here in terms of went to the workshop, and in the workshop I met a couple of other ladies who were living in that area, Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows area. So I decided that I wanted to do the 12-week study program with group study. A part of me, though, was saying, oh, my gosh, I got to trek all the way out here every week. But I just sidestepped that, and I said, well, trust your instinct. Just you need to do this. What have you got to lose, right? So it's just a bit of driving. And I remember that first week that I went to our group leader's home in Maple Ridge. It was the first time that I was going to that area of Maple Ridge. It was the end of Maple Ridge, and it was thick fog on the road. And I'll never forget that. The security that I felt inside, the determination, the laser beam, the focus, the sense of direction and determination. So my soul already knew that I was on the right road, even though I didn't know what I was doing, where I was going. I just trusted that. And every week when I got more and more involved, and I wasn't sure how it was working for me, but it was working for me. So something kept me going, and I was committed to it. So since then, I've grown so much in all areas of my life. I'm making decisions better. I'm focused. All my life, I've known that I could use my energy better. I could use my time better. My time management could improve way more. That I had a lot of potential inside that I'm not using. That I was playing small, not stepping up to my full potential. I knew that, but at the same time, I didn't really have the tools to get in there and do it. I mean, I read books. I read personal growth books. And I did a lot of work on myself at home, reading books, reflecting, trying to implement some of the things that I was reading, being compassionate with myself, and all the things that we read in so many beautiful books. But this did something else. It was like a laser beam. It was like a fast-track route to my accessing the vast resources within me. And then I went to camps. Camps are like retreats, and so we work with techniques more, and they're a lot of fun. There were some barriers I had to overcome personally, But I stuck with it, and I knew instinctively that with everything that was coming up for me, every challenge, every insecurity, every wrinkle, that I was that much closer to fulfilling my dream of living a full life with passion, zest, energy, focus, direction, and doing what it is that I wanted to do. And one of the things that I wanted to do for a long time was to get involved in what I thought at the time was motivational speaking, but I knew that somewhere deep inside me, I knew that it wasn't like a rah-rah type of thing that I wanted to do. Not that kind of energy, like guru mentality. And Inner Peace Movement is giving me that ability to connect with people in the community and help them see that they have the answers within, and they can work with themselves and their spirit guides and with their gifts inside to do whatever it is that they need to do for themselves. So it's really fulfilling to have been able to use this opportunity to grow personally and spiritually myself, and to connect with people in the community. And it's so invigorating and fulfilling. So I really enjoy doing it, and that's why I'm doing it.
Wonderful.
My mic's not on. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to need to wrap up in just a few minutes. So thank you, Mandana, for being on the show. And I'm just wondering, first of all, if you're interested in the lecture on Tuesday, March 24th at 7 o'clock. That's in North Vancouver at the Park Gate Branch Library at 3675 Banff Court. And you can call 1-877-969-0095 if you have any questions. And I'll also be posting a link to the Inner Peace Movement of Canada website on my blog. So just visit spiritualshow.com in a few hours after the show, and it'll be up there on the blog. So, Mandana, is there anything that you'd like to add that I haven't asked about?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it. I mean, there's a lot, but this is just a start. The most important thing is we're not alone. Seriously, we're not alone. We're all part of this beautiful cosmos, this beautiful world of ours. And we can learn from each other and work together to fulfill our own dreams. But we need to step up to our own leadership and be true to ourselves. I need to be true to myself, and then I can make my life sparkle.
Wonderful. And is it okay if I talked a little bit about the prices?
Sure.
I was asking Mandana about the prices because some programs you get involved with and, you know, it sounds really good, but then it's like, oh, it's $300 to take this course, or it's $1,000, or, you know, I mean, it can be quite expensive. So I was happy to find out that, so it's $15 for the hour and a half talk. That's on Tuesday, March 24th. And then you can take a workshop after that, which is $35. How long is the workshop for?
3 hours.
3 hours, okay. Yeah. And then the study group is, as Trina explained, it's usually at someone's house, and it's only $4 a week. So it's a 12-week group. What's that, like $60 or something like that?
I haven't even thought about it that way. It's just so minimal, yeah.
But it's so very reasonable, very affordable. If you are interested in going to this lecture and just finding out what it's all about, it's kind of nice to know that they're not going to be trying to sell you a $1,000 program after you go to this lecture. So just wanted to let you know about that. And Mandana, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate
you
sharing your experiences. And so we're going to close the show with some Stuart St. John. He was on a couple of weeks ago. He is the musician that created the background music for the Sarah series of audiobooks from Abraham Hicks. You may be familiar with their work. And so you're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You can tune in every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific or 12 to noon Eastern time at cosmicdimensions.com. You can listen online from anywhere in the world at citr.ca, and you can check out my website, which is spiritualshow.com, for updates, upcoming guests, anything you want to know about the show. That's spiritualshow.com. So thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. And here is Magnificent Planet Earth from Stuart St. John on Synchronicity. Oh, and Scotty's Scenic Drive is up next.